What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast may cause dizziness, confusion, bloating, uncontrollable laughter, and in some cases, anal leakage. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
This is episode number 112 of
Excuse Me, That's Illegal,
the podcast that takes a hardcore look at some softcore crimes. I'm your boy Leroy, coming at you straight out of the closet with a tale about a mother and son's trip to their local Walmart. It sounds lame on the surface, but trust me, shit hits the fan pretty quick. You're gonna love it. I received a 5-star review from a listener named Michelle over on Apple Podcasts recently. They said,
"Hello from Cape Town, South Africa."
Is that how you guys sound? Probably not.
"By far my favorite podcast. Delighted to have discovered it and have recommended it to all my podcast-loving friends. I travel extensively for work, and you have made my otherwise tedious car journeys most enjoyable."
Wow. Thanks, Michelle. And I was on the charts recently in South Africa, and I'm willing to bet that is all because of you. You guys spreading the word, recommending the show to your pals is probably the most effective way to grow this podcast. I can recommend it to strangers till I'm blue in the face, but if they hear it from a friend or coworker, you know what? Usually they still won't listen. So maybe go one step further. Grab their phone and subscribe to the podcast for them. If every one of you did that to just one person, one family member, one friend, that would instantly bring this show to the next level. Think about it. Anyway, thanks again, Michelle. I've never been to South Africa, and probably never will, but the thought of you listening to little old me while you're out there traveling makes me feel like I'm there in some weird way. It's cool. Let's get a Walmart joke in, then move on with the show, shall we? So two old guys are pushing their carts around Walmart when they collide with each other. Here is their conversation that ensues.
"Sorry about that. I'm looking for my wife, and I guess I wasn't paying attention to where I was going."
"That's okay. It's a coincidence. I'm looking for my wife, too. I can't find her, and I'm getting a little desperate."
"Well, maybe I can help you find her. What does she look like?"
"Well, she's 27 years old, with red hair, gorgeous blue eyes, long legs, and is wearing a pair of short shorts. What does your wife look like?"
"Who gives a shit? Let's look for yours."
All right, everybody, hop in the minivan and let's cruise these suburban streets as I serenade you with another tale of low-level true crime. And don't worry, my friends. I promise to get you back home after we get all our pets spayed or neutered. Shout out to my boy Bobby Barker.
Thank you.
episode number 112, Benny and Lisa's Excellent Adventure. Can you think of a more mundane outing than a grown man going shopping with his mother? I know I can't. Last time I went shopping with my mom, I don't remember any of the details of, oh wait, it's coming back to me. I picked up a 24-pack of rubbers. Magnums, if I recall correctly. Just kidding. I'm sure we just grabbed toilet paper or maxi pads or something. Anywho, when Lisa and Benny go shopping, it's different. They go all out and make it an experience to remember. Not only for themselves, but for the other shoppers too. And even the police. Okay. Today's story takes place in Eau Claire, which is French for clear water. Eau Claire is a city in the state of Wisconsin with a population of about 70,000 people. Is it a safe place to live? Not really. Our friends over at neighborhoodscout.com give Eau Claire a 13 on the crime index, meaning it's only safer than 13% of U.S. cities. But it's not super dangerous. Chances of becoming a victim of a violent crime here are 1 in 584. 1 in 309 for the rest of Wisconsin. The crimes we're about to get into could be classified as violent, I guess. Although nobody really gets hurt. And if they do, it was self-inflicted or from their own stupidity. Let us travel back in time to April 10th, 2019. We're at the Walmart Supercenter. You know the one. It's on 3915 Gateway Drive. The one with a 3.7-star average from 4,303 Google reviews. Let's check out a few and see what the locals have to say about this fine establishment. An anonymous person calling themselves Google Email said this 6 months ago. 1 week after purchasing a dozen roses at Walmart, at premium pricing, mind you, they remain in their closed bulb condition and are wilting and dying. This is a chemically induced condition to make them appear fresher for longer, for sale. What was I thinking? The only quality that you can depend on at Walmart is their plastic bags. Ooh, this person would not be happy living in my town. They got rid of those plastic bags about a year ago. Next we have Linwood, who's another dissatisfied customer. They gave 1 star and said, "My delivery shopper claimed they were all out of bubbly lime." That's that shitty flavored water for those of you unfamiliar with the product. They go on to say, "I called the store immediately and they confirmed that they had plenty of them in stock. I guess the shopper just didn't feel like carrying them or something." Pfft, whatever. And lastly, we have Ruth, who says, "As I entered the store, I got shoved by the people counting employee because I didn't follow the maze of tape. The crazy pink-haired lady pushed me with her shoulder and told me to get back outside and walk back into the store. I told her not to touch me again and that I wouldn't do any such thing. She tried to blame me as to pushing her. I told the manager to check the security camera. He later found me in the store while shopping and apologized because he saw that she did attack me. So much for social distancing." Alright, sounds like there are some poor products at this Walmart, along with shitty service, but guess what? The customers aren't of the highest caliber either, as we're going to find out. So once again, it's April 10th, 2019, a Wednesday night around 8 p.m. And we have Benny Van and his mother Lisa Smith. Ah, this reminds me of that Elton John hit. Benny and his mom. Do, 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 do. Benny, 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 Benny and his mom. Lisa, do, do, and their dog. Okay, that was terrible. Entering the Walmart is 26-year-old Benny Van, who's a decent-looking young man. His nose is really red, though, in this mugshot, and he also has one bloodshot eye. Don't know if that's due to drug usage or if he got roughed up by the boys in blue a little. Possibly both. Then we got his mom, Lisa Smith. She is 46 years of age, supposedly, and she is the roughest 46 I've seen in a while. She looks like she's aging in dog years. She makes Eileen Wuornos look like a spring chicken. And Lisa has some bruising on her forehead and nose to go along with a black eye and an insane amount of wrinkles. Oh, and they also have their dog Bo with them. I don't know what breed he is, size, or anything like that, unfortunately. That's our trio. And they strut into the Walmart and Benny wanders off to the back of the store. We'll catch up with him later. Let's focus on Lisa and Bo for now. Lisa walks in with her puppy and lets him off leash like they just wandered into a dog park. Dogs, I believe, aren't allowed in Walmart, unless it's a therapy dog. And while Lisa seems like a lady that could use some therapy, Bo does not have any type of expertise in that field. He runs around and starts jumping up on customers, sniffing and licking them, being your typical hyper, silly, happy dog. Meanwhile, Mama Lisa gets to work and starts drawing attention to herself quite quickly. She's speedily pushing her cart around and taking apart display cases and throwing them into her buggy. Who knows why? And this catches the attention of store security. They start asking her questions, and when they don't like the answers, they kick her ass out of the store. Well, they kindly ask her to leave, and she does. Bo follows behind, and he scored big time. He has a box of cornbread in his mouth, or something like that. Let's see, it's Jiffy brand cornbread muffin mix. And he's quite proud of himself for that. He follows his mom into the parking lot, where she's channeling her inner Chuck Norris. That's right. She starts practicing her karate moves out there for everyone. Wow, this is really weird. Maybe she accidentally kicked herself in the face, and that's how she got the black eye. Store employees call the police because this lady's crazy. The whole scene is kind of crazy. And when officers get to the Walmart, Lisa is in the front entryway of the store, chasing and screaming at Bo and trying to get him back on his leash. Officers subdue the duo without further incident. Actually, that's not entirely true. Once she's in the back of the squad car, Lisa tries kicking out the window, but fails miserably. Just as they're about to take Lisa and Bo away, officers are told of another incident going down. Apparently, some other wacko is stripping down naked and causing a scene in the back of the Walmart. No doubt, in a proud mama moment, Lisa is thinking, "That's my boy," as she wipes a tear from her black and blue eye. So what has Benny been up to? Well, let's find out. He decided to try on some clothing he liked, so naturally he strips down naked in the middle of the store. No need to use that pesky change room. And he gets changed into his new duds, but not before exposing himself to the other customers, traumatizing them for years to come. When police catch up with Benny, he has found himself an electric scooter. Great mode of transportation. And as he's making his escape, he tries to plow right through an officer. Thankfully, he misses and gets tackled to the ground and put into custody. That is when law enforcement is informed that this dude is the son of the bitch who was performing karate out front with her cornbread thieving dog, Bo. Now, I'm not sure what their reaction was when they found out this news, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they weren't too surprised. And so ends this most excellent mother-son adventure. Well, they were both hauled off to jail where they spent the night. Potentially more shenanigans ensued, but I don't have any of that information. Charges. What were these fools charged with? Let's get a quote straight from the Eau Claire Police Department's Facebook page. They said, "Lisa was arrested for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Benny was arrested for lewd and lascivious, behavior." I'm sure I'll get an email explaining in great detail how to pronounce that word and the origin, etc. Spoiler alert, I could not care less. He was also charged with disorderly conduct and retail theft. Bo was caught by officers in the store and brought to the Humane Association. The dog was not charged. We issued him a warning for the theft. End quote. Nice to hear that the police have a good sense of humor about the situation. And that's unfortunate for Lisa that her dog was taken away. But let's face it, Bo's probably better off for it. At least I like to think so. Wow, that had everything you could want in a crime. A naked dude exposing himself in a Walmart, an electric scooter escape attempt, some parking lot karate, and a cornbread stealing canine. What a masterpiece. I love it. All it's missing is some meth. I'm actually really shocked drugs weren't involved here, or alcohol. No possession charges or public intoxication. If Lisa and her boy Benny were stone cold sober that night, I think that would be the craziest part of this whole ordeal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let us now fast forward 9 months to January of 2020 and find out the final punishments doled out to our mother-son duo. They both took plea deals. Let's start off with our girl Lisa Smith. Lisa pleaded no contest to obstructing an officer and disorderly conduct. She received 1 year probation for her behavior that night. And next we have our boy Benny Van. Benny pleaded no contest to obstructing an officer, as well as one count of lewd and lascivious behavior. Nailed it. He received 2 years of probation for his part. Fair enough. He did get naked in front of customers after all, and tried to mow down an officer. Both of those crimes could have come with a much harsher penalty. But oh, wait, we're not done. I've done a couple of bonus episodes on Patreon before about strange punishments dished out by judges, and this one is right up there. Unfortunately, there is no explanation as to why he did this, but according to WQOW News, along with his 2 years of probation, Benny is not allowed to consume any avocado pits during that time. Now, I've heard no consumption of alcohol or random drug testing during probation. But he's not allowed to consume avocado pits? I didn't even know that was a thing. Curiosity got the better of me. I've seen conflicting reports. Some are pro-avocado seed and others are not. Here's what I found in an article from health.com. Sounds like a legit site. They say, quote, "If you've logged on to Facebook in the past few days, you may have seen a viral video demonstrating how you can prepare the seed of an avocado for consumption. The video claims the seed is the most nutrient-dense part of the fruit, and that by drying it, chopping it up into pieces, and blending it, you are left with a powder-like substance that you can mix into smoothies or use for baking, adding an extra nutritional boost to your diet. The video has gained more than 25 million views since it was published on March 13th. So what's the deal? Have we been missing out on a highly nutritious part of one of our favorite superfoods? Not so much, says Health's contributing nutrition editor, Cynthia Sass. I'm a huge avocado fan. I eat them daily and recommend them to my clients. But I have reservations about eating the seeds, she says. While there is some research about beneficial compounds in the seed, the safety of ingesting it hasn't been established, so the risks versus rewards aren't fully known. The research on avocado seed consumption is very limited. In the studies that do exist, scientists conclude that additional research needs to be done to determine whether it's safe or beneficial to eat them. Additionally, the existing studies have focused on the potential benefits of avocado seed extracts, rather than the consumption of the seed itself, and they provide information only on lab testing, not on clinical data. End quote. Okay, glad we cleared that up. I think you're better off just staying away from the avocado seeds. Although I'm cooler with the kids doing this trend than eating Tide Pods or whatever the flavor of the month is. Getting back to Benny, maybe his lawyer threw a Hail Mary in a last-ditch effort to save his client. He could have said that he wasn't in his right mind that night at Walmart on account of all the avocado pits or seeds he ate that day, leading the judge to be all like, well, you're still getting punished, but stay away from them avocado seeds, bruh, if they are making you behave in that manner. All right, let's see what the experts have to say about this night of debauchery in the Daily Mail comments section. 431 comments over there. Very nice. I've mentioned in the past how the Daily Mail loves their long headlines. They tell the entire story in it. And this time was no different. The headline read, "Shop till you chop. Chaos erupts inside a Wisconsin Walmart as a mother, 46, destroys displays and performs karate while her son, 26, strips naked and they unleash their dog in the store." Yep, that's pretty much what happened. Okay, I really had to sift through some shit to find any decent comments here. This was in 2019, and it's a lot of people going on about Trump this and Trump that. I bet Lisa and Benny were Trump supporters. This is what happens when Trump's in power. Stuff like that. Calm down, people. Lisa and Benny probably didn't even vote. And if they did, you think they weren't messed up before Donald? Or you don't think they're still messed up now? I've never been interested in politics, really. But if that's your thing, that's cool. But when it starts bleeding into every single conversation you have, regardless of how irrelevant, then it becomes a problem. It gets old and boring. That's just my two cents. So here we got New England girl from Boston. And she says, "My dog would have headed straight for the beef jerky. But to each their own." True that. Or the squeaky toys. "But my man Bo likes his cornbread." Mm-hmm. What else we got? No. From Alaska says, "Now that is methed up." There was a lot of speculation on the message boards that they were on meth. They sure look like it, but that was never confirmed. Also, lots of talk about Lisa looking much older than her age. Yeah, I'll post her picture on social media and let you be the judge. I feel like they made a typo and she's actually 64, not 46. But I used like 6 articles for the research. They may all just be copying each other, but it said 46 every single time. But hey, we shouldn't be too rough on her. She's probably had a hard life. Auto American from Los Angeles said, "We're given one life to live. And this is how people choose to live it? Just wow." Wow, indeed. I'm jealous. They seem like fun people. And that was a Wednesday night at Walmart. I'd love to see what a Saturday night looked like. Let's end this episode with a comment from Zulu from Richfield. Our boy Zulu says, "This shit doesn't happen at Target. Just saying." Ooh, if that's a challenge, then I accept. I'm going to have to take a gander and put that to the test. And if all goes well, stay tuned for a Target episode in the not-too-distant future. And we are back. That's a wrap on episode number 112, Lisa and Benny's Excellent Adventure. And it was most excellent, wasn't it? Totally tubular, if you ask me. All right, you know what time it is. Listener confession time, baby.
So let's get criminal, criminal. I wanna get criminal.
This confession comes in from a listener named Andrew. He tells a tale that happened at a Kmart. I thought that was fitting to go with this episode. Walmart, Kmart, close enough. Kmart used to be a happening place back in the day. Anyway, Andrew says, "I walked into a super Kmart. Had a girl with me. I grabbed a handle of vodka and stuck it in the arm of my jacket. Put my arm around the girl and I tried to walk out. I was 16 at the time, and we'd like to party. Security was waiting outside. They stopped us, words were said, and the bottle dropped to the ground. Luckily it was plastic. Oh boy, I ran before it bounced off the pavement. Ran so fast the security guy dove at me like an MLB player. Dusted him. Problem was, I ran straight into a wet lettuce field. Oh man, it was all muddy. They got me. And my dad was pissed. Had to pay a fine. No charges, though. And I was banned from that Kmart indefinitely. Whatever. It's not in business anymore. Then he adds, I have additional stories, if worthy. Just do you. Ah, thanks, Andrew. And yeah, I will do me. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And Andrew is an interesting character who's been through a lot, so I most definitely welcome more stories from him in the future. And dang, the Kmarts over here in Canada never had alcohol. So I'm jealous. That was a pretty ballsy move trying to snag that vodka at just 16 years of age. And doing it with your arm around your lady. I like it. Andrew's got style. Send your petty crime confessions to excusemethatsillegal@gmail.com. Or strange fun stories about anything, really. As long as it's entertaining, I'll entertain playing it on the air. Links to the email, Patreon, where Jack and I just did a couple killer episodes, including a bizarre one about a restaurant where you sit on toilet seats and eat out of toilet bowls. Nasty stuff. The TikToks over there, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff is located in the show notes for your convenience. Oh, including the PayPal, where I gotta give Cariel a shout out. I hope I'm saying that right. Cariel just sent me a generous donation along with some nice words. So thank you for that. You're too kind. Oh, before we get out of here, I have a promo to play for you from a true crime podcast called Mental Illness Theater. Great name. Mark and Gina, a husband and wife duo, tell you all about crazy crimes in their own charming way. Give them a shot. I'll let them tell you all about their kick-ass podcast in a moment. As for myself, I'll catch you in 10 days where I'll happily serve you up another hearty helping of softcore scumbaggery. Peace!
Hello, I'm Mark.
I'm Gina.
And together we are Mental Illness Theater. Or at least we try.
We try to survive it.
We're the hosts of The Worst, a podcast where I deep dive horrible subjects and tell the story to Gina.
And I tell terrible, tasteless jokes to kind of break up the awful, soul-crushing details that you bring us.
I try and you try, and that's what makes it great.
Yeah, I mean, stop being upset. We are trying our best.
And honestly, we're weird people. We find this makes it a little more palatable to get through the horrible details of some of the worst true crime.
Yeah, because otherwise, I just want to take an ice pick to my own eardrums.
I can't do it anymore.
No.
So if you're the type of person who finds, you know, Weekend at Bernie's the most hilarious movie ever, we might be up your alley.
Give us a try.
Absolutely. Just look for Mental Illness Theater on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever platform you happen to use for podcasts. Thanks for listening, and bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.